Ben Hartranft lives his life on the autism spectrum. He's gone through life never shying away from that. In fact, he prides himself on it. But if you ever visited North Penn High School in suburban Philadelphia, you'd realize those students see Ben as he is, not how autism describes him to be. In a sense, he is the epitome of the Kerry Margo quote, "Autism can't define me. I define autism."
Happy birthday, dear Ben. Happy birthday to you.
So when Ben was about 18 months old, he was really late walking, and he just didn't seem to be responding to his name, so we thought maybe it was a hearing issue. So we took him to the doctors, and they tested his hearing and told us it was perfectly fine. So you're relieved. You're like, okay, great. But nobody ever said, hey, maybe you should look at something else. Like, there's some reason why this child's not responding to his name. And so when he was about two, just didn't have enough words. A typical two-year-old should have about 200 words in their vocabulary, and he had 20. So one day at work, I was standing there, and a speech therapist was standing next to me, and I said to her, do you do speech therapy here? And she asked why, and when I told her, she said, oh, no, you have to talk to the IU, the intermediate unit. So it opened a whole new world of places we never heard of, acronyms we weren't familiar with, and they came out and evaluated him, and that's where we first started on the journey to the diagnosis with autism.
I was gonna cry. I mean, I really was. I just had this overwhelming feeling that, what does this mean? I just remember going to our church and talking to our pastor. He said, hey, we'll work through it with you guys. We'll be there with you. I remember talking to my dad. I was actually scared to talk to my dad because, you know, he's looking for perfect grandchildren and stuff. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll be there with you.
After his diagnosis, and through about 3.5 years old, Ben was only saying single words. The family took the next step in Ben's development when they brought him to a speech therapist.
We finally got our first session with Miss Paula, and she sat him down and had a game that was so rewarding to him that he wanted to make these little animals make their sounds, but he wasn't allowed to touch it until he said, I want, and the word. And that was so motivating for him that he did it. And at the end of that session, he was saying, I want cookie, instead of just cookie. And that broke it open for him. I mean, there was years of therapy on top of that, but it was like, okay, he can learn.
As he grew through the years, Ben's personality began to flourish through school activities and their church program.
We got involved with Calvary Church on Wednesday nights. They have just a wonderful youth group kind of opportunity for kids from 13 to 21, and they're all just have different kinds of disabilities. And then the typical teens serve in that ministry. So there's just all this inclusiveness and buddy programs going on, and he just adored that.
It's amazing because Miss Lori Lehman pours out her spirit and what God has done with her and her life. And it's amazing to see how this ministry has grown every time when we pick up people who don't normally go to church. We just pick them up and we take them up there, and they love it. And I love it too, and I just love going there.
Ben was becoming very successful socially, but as high school arrived, no one knew if other students would accept him.
When I walked into my sophomore year, I really didn't know what it was going to be like. And I've met so many new friends. I met a lot of the security guards. I know a lot of the football coaches and janitors. And even I have a bond with Gino. He's the maintenance guy at the school. He's really funny.
So he is undoubtedly the most popular kid at North Penn High School. We have over 3,100 students, and I think every single student knows who Ben is. And it amazes me that he knows nearly everyone's name. He does everything from celebrating teachers' birthdays with surprise parties to telling me accomplishments of his peers. So he has this reputation around here of just being the most friendly ambassador of North Penn School District and North Penn High School you could ever have.
After making friends with his outgoing personality and cheery tone, Ben earned the nickname the Mayor of North Penn. Everyone knew Ben, and making friends came easily to him. It was his learning that struggled. That's where his teacher, Joseph Iannello, stepped in.
I met Ben, I would say 4 years ago, the first year that I came to North Penn. I didn't have Ben in class, so last year he pushed really hard for me to be his teacher, and I was lucky enough to get him. He comes to school in the morning for four periods a day, learning functional real-world skills, so when he leaves here, he can be successful. And it's really personal for me too, because I'm one of eight kids, but my younger brother, who's the closest in age to me, is handicapped. And his teachers were able to make a huge difference with him, where he's able to live independently now. It's like the perfect job for me.
With his senior year approaching, his friends nominated him for homecoming king. Ben was ecstatic, but those who cared for him worried about the process and the impact it might have on him if he lost.
Initially, I'm like, are you sure? You got 3,000 students in North Penn, 1,000 seniors who could run for it. And then I started thinking, why not?
Walking down the hallway and stuff, I would see him thanking people for nominating him, and I would be behind him saying, make sure you vote for him. And he would almost get embarrassed by that, because he doesn't want to make people feel uncomfortable, but I would be the one saying, make sure you vote for him. And then I know the football coach, Coach Beck, he put in the countywide newspaper, I hope we get the win on Friday night, and I also hope that Ben wins homecoming king. So I feel bad for some of the other people running for him, because I don't think anyone really had a chance.
I mean, I don't think anybody would have voted for anybody else. In fact, a lot of the people that were on the court were telling everybody, vote for Ben. They knew he would represent North Penn the way they wanted North Penn to be represented.
I was on the field with my fingers crossed. They announced the first runner-up, the second runner-up.
And now, the homecoming king of 2016 is...
He was just like this on the field. You know, I could see him, and they announced his name, and he just took off running. And we just started crying, because it was such an honor.
Mr. Ben Hartraff.
It wasn't a pity vote. It wasn't like, oh, let's get Ben. They really wanted him to have that honor.
He won in a landslide. Wasn't even close. That's how much respect he has of his peers, the teachers, everybody. We get a large student contingency at our football games, but this was unlike any I'd ever seen. And they waited for the moment. The homecoming queen was exciting, and she was well-deserving. But everybody was really excited to hear who homecoming king was going to be, because it was Ben.
It made me cry, and it made me so happy.
We would have never imagined that. Our two older boys were saying, oh, we're not sure if he's going to do good in high school, because they experienced it a different way. He's just so friendly that everybody accepted him there. And I didn't have to sit here and worry, okay, what's going to happen in high school?
I mean, you couldn't help but just, you know, be happy for him. His reaction was so genuine and authentic. You can watch it now and still kind of get chills and goosebumps and stuff. And it's kind of like the reason you get, for me, like the reason you get involved. And it was awesome. Like, just talking about it now, it's kind of getting me a little emotional and stuff. It was awesome.
Being the North Penn homecoming king was a great honor, but his goals in life far exceed that. He's an advocate for people with autism, from volunteering at the Philadelphia Eagles Huddle Up for Autism to helping his fellow classmates. Ben's greatest gift is his selflessness.
He's done a number of fundraisers to raise money for autism. And one day at work, he got a pretty generous tip, and he came right home and said, I'm putting it in the envelope for the autism. So, like, just it's selfless. Like, anybody else would be like, yay, extra money for me. And no, it went right in the money for the donations.
It's been awesome, because we have other students on the spectrum in our classroom, and they see how he interacts, and he likes to talk about having autism and how autism isn't a bad thing. It just means things are a little different for him. And you can see the impact he's had on other students with autism, being more confident, being more outspoken. It's pretty awesome to watch.
I want to challenge other people I want to raise more money for autism. I want to help people understand more about autism. Having autism isn't a bad thing. We should be blessed with people with autism, because some people with autism are smart, and we need to think, how can we help people with autism?
I hope he continues on his mission of advocating for students with autism and any students with special needs. He's just a humanitarian. You know, he's just a good person that cares about people and wants to help others. He wants to make everybody's day better, all the time. I hope he finds a pursuit that allows him to do that, and I'm sure he will. I suspect that not only are we not done hearing from Ben here at North Penn High School, but I think our area and perhaps the country is not done hearing about Ben. So I think his future holds some pretty cool stuff, and I'm excited to see what he has in store for all of us.